Hello and welcome to episode 275 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however it is you find this podcast. Today we wrap up Listener Theme Week by taking a look at Europe's founding myth. The topic for today's show comes from Angela in Hartford, Connecticut. She writes, "Sean, great idea to do a Listener Theme Week. You should do them more often." Well, on a side note, Angela, I will be happy to do more if people send more ideas to that sean@dailybrainwave.com address. Anyway, back to the letter. "I am obsessed with Greek and Roman mythology. Tell me something I don't know about the old gods." Well, Angela, that's a pretty tall order. I don't know if I can find something that you don't know, but I wonder how many people are aware that among the pantheon of gods and mortals and stories and myths, there is one myth, often forgotten, that you could consider the founding myth of all Europe. I am referring, of course, to the rape of Europa. Classical mythology is filled with stories of randy gods, and Zeus was chief among them, both in power and appetite. The story goes that Europa was in a field near her father's bull herds when Zeus got that lovin' feeling. So he transformed himself into a bull to go undercover, eventually luring Europa onto his back. Zeus darted away, kidnapping the helpless woman and really forcibly assaulting her. Seriously, a lot of these Greek and Roman myths should be filed under horrible, horrible domestic violence. Zeus was not a nice guy. But despite the horrific contents of the tale, it has become part of the collective European conscious. I mean, the proof is right there in the name. Europa. In the way ancient times, meaning at least the 6th century BC, over 2,500 years ago, Greeks were using the name Europa to refer to the entire geographic area of their known world. And as their civilization and the later Romans continued to expand outward, they took their name with them. Now, the image of Europa on the bull is ingrained in the European psyche in much the same way the images of George Washington crossing the Delaware or the Founding Fathers gathered around a freshly signed Declaration of Independence is implanted into the people of the United States. And the invocation of the bull imagery for some political cause or another is not uncommon in Europe. It's a source of national or regional pride, somewhat strange considering the content of the actual myth itself. During the founding days of the European Union, for example, politicians used the image of a woman riding a bull as a way to reassure voters that the EU, though it was new, had its roots in the oldest traditions and ideas of Europe. Again, interesting considering the graphic content of the original story. Maybe they shouldn't have let Silvio Berlusconi put together the campaign. Thanks for tuning in to episode 275 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Zune, or however it is you find me, and share the Daily Brainwave with your friends. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And with that, we wrap up the Listener Theme Week. Thank you so much to the listening audience out there for sending in your ideas. Now, I would love to do another Listener Theme Week in the near future. So please email me, sean@dailybrainwave.com, with more ideas and suggestions. And on Monday, we leave the Listener Theme Week behind, turning our attention to England to meet a man whose legacy and cause has been carried on by the youth of the world for over a century. Tune in next week as we start our look at Lord Baden-Powell, founder of the World Scouting Movement, right here on the Daily Brainwave.